Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting 8th. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn strikes out. 1 out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo hits a line drive towards short. Wills reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moon hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Norm Larker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larker takes first base on ball 4. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larker moves to third. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. 1 out. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Altman hits a pop-up towards third. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Dick Burkell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards right. Davis fields it and throws to second to catch Williams for the out. 1 out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hobby strikes out. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. Moon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis moves to second. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis moves to third. 2 outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Larker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Roseboro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Altman, who is chasing the ball. Roseboro reaches third base with a triple. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koufax is 0 for 1 in the game. Koufax strikes out. 1 out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Zimmer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman strikes out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Moon is 0 for 2 in the game. Moon bunts towards first. Banks fields the ball and throws to Hobby covering. Safe. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moon. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Moon steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moon moves to third. 2 outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Larker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby strikes out. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roseborough is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Roseborough hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Roseborough moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax is 0 for 2 in the game. Koufax strikes out. 1 out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wills is 0 for 3 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roseborough scores. Spencer moves to third. Wills moves to second. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neal is 0 for 3 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Wills scores. It's 3-0, Dodgers. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Davis strikes out. There goes Neal. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Moon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer strikes out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Larker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larker strikes out. 2 outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roseboro is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Roseboro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers strikes out. 1 out. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel strikes out. The ball gets by Roseboro. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Williams. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Mel Roach pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Roach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bob Anderson now pitching. Darryl Spencer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koufax is 0-for-3 in the game. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wills is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wills hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Fairley now playing right field. Tommy Davis now playing left field. Gil Hodges now playing first base. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Zimmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zimmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.